Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for August 2013, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1. August 2013 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in August 2013. Only three bankruptcy cases involving companies with more than $100 million in total assets were filed in August, continuing a downward trend the past 3 months, Danilo Munoz reports. For the month of July, six of the so-called mega cases were filed, down from eight mega cases in June. No billion-dollar company sought Chapter 11 protection in August. During the first 8 months of 2013, there were 40 mega bankruptcy filings, including 11 that involved more than $1 billion in assets. For fiscal year 2012, there were a total of 12 companies that filed for Chapter 11 with excess of $1 billion in assets, five of which were filed in May 2012. There were a total of 64 mega filings with assets in excess of $100 million in 2012, compared to 82 mega filings during the same period in 2011 and 106 in 2010. The largest Chapter 11 case in August was filed by Rural Metro Corp, which listed total assets of $196.17 million in total assets and $398.53 million in total liabilities. Rural Metro and 59 affiliates sought Chapter 11 protection on August 4, 2013, before the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. Rural Metro is a national provider of 911 emergency and non-emergency interfacility ambulance services and private fire protection services, operating in 21 states and nearly 700 communities. The second largest Chapter 11 filing was by Florida Gaming Corp, which listed total assets of $180 million and total liabilities of $138.3 million. Florida Gaming filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection on August 19, 2013, with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Florida, Miami. Florida Gaming operates a casino and Jaya Life Frontons in Miami. The third largest Chapter 11 case was filed by Personal Communications Devices, LLC, which estimated assets and liabilities of between $100 million and $500 million. Personal Communications Devices, or PCD, and an affiliate filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on August 19th with the Bankruptcy Court for the Eastern District of New York in Central Islip. Bankruptcy Judge Alan S. Trust presides over the case. PCD has a proposal in place to sell itself to Quality One Wireless LLC for $105.3 million, subject to higher bids. The company is asking the court to approve guidelines to govern the bidding and sale process. PCD provides an extensive portfolio of high-quality and versatile wireless devices, including feature phones, smartphones, tablets, mobile hotspots, modems, routers, fixed wireless, M2M, GPS, and other innovative wireless connectivity devices and accessories. None of the August mega cases involved a prepackaged filing. During the first 8 months of 2013, 14 of the 40 mega filings involved a prepackaged Chapter 11, or 35% of the Chapter 11 mega filings. For fiscal year 2012, 13 of the 64 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 filing, or about 20% of the mega cases. For 2011, 13 of the 83 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks prearranged cases were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega cases, or about one in every three filings in 2010. For the first 8 months of 2013, 12 of the mega filings belong to the information industry, 8 are involved in manufacturing, and 4 are involved in healthcare. For the first 8 months of 2013, the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware was the most favored venue with 23 of the 40 mega filings, while the next closest, the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York, had only 6 mega filings. In 2012, the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York was the most favored venue for mega filers with 21, wresting away the lead from the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware with 19 mega filings. In 2011, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court was the most favored of bankruptcy mega cases with 38 filings, or 46% of the mega cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19% of the mega cases, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. The rest of the bankruptcy mega cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings Ltd. and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. For 2012, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by Residential Capital LLC, which disclosed $15.68 billion in assets and $15.28 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. For the first 7 months of 2013, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by Maxcom Telecomunicaciones SAB to CV, which filed for Chapter 11 on July 23, 2013, with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware, listing $11.11 billion in total assets and $402.28 million in total liabilities. For the first 8 months of 2013, Young, Conaway, Stargett & Taylor LLP represented 8 of the 40 mega filings as either counsel or co-counsel. The law firm represented The School Specialty, Penson Worldwide, Supermedia, Otelco and Rotech Healthcare, AgFeed Industries, Maxcom Telecomunicaciones, and Rural Metro Corporation in their respective Chapter 11 cases. That concludes Part 1 of the report. The report continues in Part 2.